This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. It's time for a weekly update with Southwest Health System staff. CEO Tony Suddeth joins us today. He was part of a meeting Wednesday with the Montezuma County Commission and the County Health Department to discuss an exemption request from the state's Safer at Home order. And I'd like to disclose that the Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. Tony joins us now via Zoom. Hi, Tony.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Thank you for making the time today. Before we get into the plan itself and where you stand on it, is it correct that the state health department requires the county, the health department, and the hospital to approve it before the state will consider that request?
That is our understanding, yes.
So Wednesday's meeting had both you and the county health department agreeing and working through some general points of the plan, but it was not entirely clear what the hospital's final stance was. Have you or will you sign on to what's being proposed?
You know, we expect to. We're still waiting to see the final draft, and assuming that everything we discussed and the requirements that we had asked for in the plan are still included, and it's our assumption that they will be, if that's happening, and there's a general feeling amongst everyone that this is something we can work together on and make sure that it's enforced properly, then we feel okay with that.
Tell me about, say, one key component that was important to you before agreeing to sign on, or at least tentatively agreeing to sign on.
Well, we do feel like there's a need for expanded testing, the ability for expanded rapid testing in the area, and that was pretty critical. And the other thing that obviously was made very evident last night is I feel very strongly that we have to have compliance with the safeguards that are put in place to protect the public.
Yeah, I did want to bring up that during the meeting, Commissioner Larry Donsukla said he would stand up for people who don't want to wear masks and describe them as ridiculous. And ultimately, he did vote along with the plan with other two commissioners. But this did lead to your response that started an argument between the two of you. You said that you're open to approving a plan, but not if local leaders will speak against a public health measure like masks. Why is that important to you?
Well, the plan in itself, I mean, has very specific safeguards that are in place, and that's what gives me somewhat comfort to be able to loosen up regulations a little bit to be able to reopen, is that those safeguards to protect the public are going to be there. If it's not a requirement and people are not encouraged to do that or discouraged to do that, then, you know, the potential for this plan to backfire on us is pretty great. And we could see an expansion in cases in the area and, do exactly what we've tried to avoid doing from this point. And that's my major concern. And it only takes one individual. I mean, that's what we've learned from this virus. It started with the one person that has now spread to over 3 million people worldwide. So it only takes one person to start it back up or get it started to spread. And we want to make sure we can prevent that.
So you believe it's important that local leaders are supporting that message, even if personally they don't believe in it?
Absolutely. I don't necessarily like wearing a mask. It's not comfortable. It's not what we're used to doing. I'm not used to having to keep a distance from everyone. But, you know, if the result of that is we save lives, I think it's worth it.
Something that Commissioner Sukla criticized you for is for being safely employed while some in the county are out of work or are preparing to make more cuts. The economic impact of the virus has been a focus of the commission and the county's response. Do you think that your input as the county works on reopening is affected by your job security?
No, I don't. I mean, fortunately, we've been able to maintain our staffing at the hospital. I've been able to maintain my job. I certainly feel for the local businesses. I want to see them open as fast as they can, understand what it's doing to those individuals. But like I said, it can be done. It can be done safely. And as long as that's accomplished, that's fine. Ultimately, what I can't allow happen is a plan be put in place that's going to allow this to spread like we were originally feared that it would, because ultimately that's going to affect our staff. I mean, as I said last night, every positive case in this county will end up seeing someone in our hospital and exposing our staff. And that's ultimately, we have to make sure that doesn't happen.
Tony Suddeth is the CEO of Southwest Health System. He'll also be on a Facebook Live answering questions Friday at 4:30 p.m. on SHS's Facebook page. And I'd like to disclose that Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. Thanks for making the time, Tony. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.